Part 24C, Intervals Between Electromagnetic Changeover Events on the Flat Earth. Pass on what you have learned. Make sure everybody sub to Mia's main channel, Mia's new pair of glasses. She has incredible videos. Please check it out and sub to her channel. Her backup channel is My New Pair of Glasses. That's both her and my backup. So if anything happens to our main one, that'll be it. So sub to this one. Shout out to Shadowburn 3D. He did a shout out video for me on his channel. Everybody check out his channel, sub to him. Thanks, really appreciate it. Just some quick updates here. My private messages on my YouTube channel, the outgoing is not working. It hasn't been working for a while. So if you guys have private messaged me, I can't respond. So I've tried, nothing's going out. I'm not getting anything going outbound. So if you guys need to contact me, just send me your email in one of the comments. I'll copy and paste, send you an email, and then I'll delete that because I approve all comments. As in regards to comments, I'm not going to be responding to comments anymore. It's just too time consuming. I think I said it in part 13, there'd be a point where I wouldn't do it anymore. You guys just keep communicating between yourselves. A lot of people are answering the questions correctly. So just keep doing that. Keep it as an open communication between you guys. I will be keeping the most recent videos comment section open, but I will be closing the other ones. And wolves be wolves. The time intervals between electromagnetic plasma changeover events. So here is how the process works. So the blue sky that we're in right now, then the plasma changeover that we're heading into, which is different than the other one, which I'll get to later in the series. And then it goes into the red sky, but the sky is not red. I just use that term. It's more like a sunset color or a sunrise color with clouds. Then into a different type of electromagnetic changeover event. It's completely different than the one that we're heading into. And then that leads back into a blue sky. And then the process just keeps on repeating itself over and over and over, and there's no rhyme or reason to it. Then back to the plasma event that we'll be going into, which follows the blue sky. And then it leads to the red sky, which is also the golden age. That's an easier time to live than in the blue sky, and I'll get to that later in the series. And then back to the opposite changeover plasma event. Remember, the one after the red sky into the blue sky is different than the one from blue sky to red sky. And then it goes back to the blue sky and then just keeps on repeating, repeating, repeating. Ocean floor magnetic striping. This tells you exactly when and the intervals between each electromagnetic changeover event. The negative is the white sections. The positive is the black sections. These are the interval patterns of your true history of how many times these events have occurred. So how have the controllers deceived you? Because they've told you that it's millions and millions and millions of years between each one of these interval patterns, and it's not. These are centuries, some 60 years, some 300, 400 years. But like they do with everything, they invert the truth. It's 180 degrees opposite of what they tell you is generally the truth. These are not millions and millions of years. These are centuries. They happen regularly and often. And our history shows that if you learn how to see the history correctly. So here's a close-up of the most recent section of that chart. The Brunus is what we're currently in. And you can see that's a big section. And that makes a huge difference for the severity of the event. The severity of the event is dependent on how long between each occurrence. The more pressure is built up through length of time, the more deadly the catastrophe is. So if you look into the the sections where they're really short intervals between the black and the white, those aren't bad. Those are survivable. But as you go longer and longer, the pressure keeps on building up. And as the pressure builds up, when that releases, those are worldwide events that completely wreak havoc on everything. So short duration between events, not so bad. Long duration, really, really, really bad. And you can see how long the Brunus is. It's been a while since the pressure has been released. I know the date of when the Brunus started. I'm not going to reveal the date because it really doesn't matter to any of this. You guys, if you guys look into history, you guys will be able to figure it out. I've given plenty of clues on when the last one happened. But the pressure has been building up and building up, building up. So the time interval has been long on this one. So it's going to be a bad catastrophe. It's going to be bad. It's not going to be as bad as some. There were some that went 1,000 years. Those were the ones that decimated the population. But this one is going to be really bad. That's why I say this one is survivable. It's going to be tough, but it's survivable. Again, the answers are always simple. Do your homework and pass on what you have learned. Just a little score to settle. Saltine, West Virginia, you should have got on my coattails. Like Freddie Mercury once said, I'm a rocket ship on my way to Mars. Diminutive rose of the cross. Chose the wrong team. Chose the wrong team. Here's a little snapshot of my subscription list. Awake souls, the ones that are calling me a Satanist, they still follow because they still want to know the truth. And then, of course, Dave from DITRH, whatever channel that is, but he's still subscribed. Dave, you're not smart enough to freaking hide your subscriptions so people can't see? Dude, if you're going to watch, at least do it incognito. Peace out. What's up, Bob? Haven't seen you for a while. Hey, I noticed your new look. I love it. Love the hair color, man. Stick with it. Looks great.